What's up, HyperFast Nation? On this episode of the show, we are bringing you an amazing speaker from the 2024 HyperFast Agent Summit that was held in Arlington, Virginia. In this episode, we are featuring Grant Wise. Grant is the founder of Whitley. He's a fractional CMO. He's helped hundreds of real estate agents generate and close thousands of deals. He's spoken on several stages. Welcome to the show, Grant Wise.
I have 45 minutes to give you 10 years worth of experience and advice. I'm going to go as fast as I possibly can, I promise. But I want to make sure that it is very intentional and impactful. So how many of you, your job is to get customers every day? I was going to wait for everybody else to raise their hands. Because all of your jobs are to get customers every single day. What I want you all to do is shout out. Just shout. You can yell at me. What is the single biggest problem you have getting clients or customers? Just shout it out. Time. What else? Follow up. What else?
Knowing what to say.
Finding a serious client. Serious or quality leads, I guess. Is that right? What else?
Readiness.
Like a quality? What else?
Scaling.
Somebody say scaling? Scaling? What else? Is that it? Anybody else?
Fear of foundation.
Fear?
Of rejection.
What else?
Overcoming.
Anything else?
Prospecting.
All right, give me one more. Can everybody read my handwriting?
Yeah.
One more. What is it?
Convincing?
Convincing them. Closing. Okay. Good. How many of you got something from one of the speakers here today that solves one of those problems? Perfect. I can go back to Arkansas. How many of you think that you're the only people to ever experience these problems? Nobody? Okay. Good. What I'm saying is you are not special. Every real estate agent experiences one of these few problems. Every single one of you experiences one of these few problems as you grow through this industry. I've been doing this for a decade. I've worked with agents that have never sold houses before, and some of my current clients are people that sell 2,000 homes a year, sell $1 billion a year of real estate. What I can tell you is that there is no difference between the individual that's never sold a house before and the people that are already at the top. Every one of you on the way up experience the exact same set of issues. And so what I'm gonna show you today is how to solve every one of these problems with a very simple framework. I want you to remember this. Business is very easy. People are very complicated. Okay? Business is nothing more than math and personal development. You need to know your numbers and get your shit figured out, okay? That's not an attack. It was meant to be a joke. I was hoping you would laugh a little more than you did. That's fine. I get it's three. We haven't had enough coffee yet. But the first problem that every single agent experiences is leads. How many of you are like, where's my next deal coming from? Raise your hands. No idea where the next deal is coming from. Typically, you're building a business based off of your sphere, or you're supposed to be calling leads, but you come in every day and you don't call the leads because you don't want to, or you're prospecting and you're afraid of the phone, you've got fear of rejection. These are all very real things. That's the personal development part. That's the people are hard part. Because if you do pick up the phone, you will have a lot of success. But most people that are in your position, they don't have leads. I'm going to use two whiteboards. And so again, I want to give you a framework. The first thing you need if you want to grow your business in this industry is leads. What are the different lead sources that exist? Just shout them out. What else? Door knocking, FSBOs, online, PPC, Facebook, Sphere. A lot of different lead sources. How many of those lead sources are predictable, meaning you know without question you can get a new lead every single day if you use one of them? Is that true? Somebody said it. The paid sources. How many of you realize today that you're actually in business for yourself? It's not a knock. I'm being intentional. I'm being serious. You are in business for yourself. This isn't a hobby. This is the real thing. And what do you need in businesses to make them work? Capital. Cash flow. Money. What you want to do is you want to find the sources that you can pay to participate in and just go buy leads. It is one of the easiest things you can do. My son is 7. Couldn't sell you a house, but you know what he could do? He could buy some leads. If I give that kid my credit card and the number to realtor.com, they'll sell the 7-year-old some leads. They don't care who's buying. So one of the easiest things that you can get is leads. Let's pick one of the worst converting lead sources, Facebook. Anybody know what I built my career off of the last 10 years? Facebook leads. One of the worst converting sources. Well, how can I get up here and say that? It's one of the worst converting sources. How am I still in business? I guess it wasn't because the lead sucked. Do not be emotional about this. Just get the leads. And perfect what I'm going to go into next with one lead source, and then a second, and then a third, and then a fourth. The easiest way to wake up every single day and know where your next deal is coming from is just going to a source and buying leads. It does not matter. And I'm not plugging this company. I don't work with them. There's literally a company in real estate called cheapassleads.com. You can go anywhere to get real estate leads. It's one of the easiest things in the world. Pick a source. So let's say we pick Facebook. I'm gonna stick with that one. So you identify a lead source. You identify a lead source. Step one in the framework, get leads. Okay? Step two in the framework, I get to step into some of the most productive real estate teams in North America. And what I find is very fascinating about mostly all of them is they all have one very common theme. They're very good at generating leads or buying leads, and most of them are very good at converting leads. But they missed this huge opportunity between the time that you generate a lead and the time that you convert a lead. There are so many teams in this industry that drive the average conversion rate down because the only thing they do is buy a lead and try to close it. And if the lead isn't ready to convert tomorrow, what do you think they do? Gets kicked into the CRM and it is lost forever. You know who's the worst at this? You, agents. I love you to death. I do. This is coming from a positive place, I promise. A loving place. But you pick up the phone, you call a lead, and they're not ready to buy today. What do you do with them? You make a mental note, which is not a note like in reality, and then you go right back into doing one of the 19 other tasks that you have to do this week. Did you all know that you have an average of 20 different job roles and responsibilities? Did you know that means if you work a 40-hour work week, which is laughable in real estate, if you work a 60-hour work week, that means you can dedicate 2.5 hours a week to follow up? How many of you think that's enough? No. Some people in this industry make 6 figures and their only job's following up with leads. But there's a gaping hole between when you generate a lead and when you actually convert it. And it's not actually just the follow-up. Remember this. Most of you are automating your way out of the business. And more specifically, you are automating your way out of relationship with the business, with the marketplace, with the people that you will actually end up transacting with. There's automations, there's people, there's staff, there's ISAs. Everybody in this industry seems to be obsessed with this idea that I just want to work with the people that are ready to buy right now. I do too, 100%, 100%. But when you start allowing other companies to build a relationship with your client, what happens? You don't just lose them, you get Zillow. Not a knock on the company, but you have given them the keys to the kingdom. You've said, here's access to all of our data. Yes, you follow up with all of our leads. You won't pay $3 for a Facebook lead. You'll pay $300 to Zillow. But guess who got to build a relationship with a prospect in the meantime? Zillow did. You've got to take back that control. That's why I'm not a huge fan of portals. You need to take ownership over your data, over your leads, over the relationship itself. So the second glaringly obvious thing that I saw was these people did not have a brand. They did not have a true relationship with their audiences. And I'm actively working in a team. They do $1 billion a year. They have 300,000 contacts in the database. They've never sent a marketing email one time. Isn't that crazy that you could do that? They're very good at sales. But imagine what happens when you do. How many of you send a marketing email every day to your database? Raise your hand. How many of you send one once a week? Once a month? Don't send one at all. It's okay. It's okay. The reason that we buy leads is to own data. Many of you tell people not to rent, but you're renting from Zillow. You stop paying the bill, what happens? You get kicked out of your house. You stop paying Zillow, guess what happens? You don't get any more leads. But when you own media, when you own attention, when you own data, you can talk to people every single day about whatever you want. And I came up with this thing when we talk about building a brand. When you connect more, you convert more. I don't care how you connect with people. There are a few ways. What is one way that you could connect with somebody? Just shout it out. What else? Five fantastic ways. Call, text, email, events, or video. Can any of you pick one lead source and focus on it? Yes. I get to travel around and I get to speak on a lot of really cool stages, and I've heard a lot of very prominent leaders in this space speak on how they became successful. I've heard Carrie talk numerous times. None of them are up talking about the 100 things that they did to become successful. I've never sat in a presentation like that. All of them, as a matter of fact, talk about the one thing that they did that made them uber successful. So what does that teach all of you in here who have spent this entire day getting a ton of information that you're going to be able to take and try to go back and implement? It's not take everything and implement and get caught in paralysis. It is, what is the one thing that I could do that would make me uber successful? So what's one thing, just shout it out, what's one thing that you could do that you've heard, even if you've heard it here today, that would help you create a connection with your audience? Video. And video is a way to do it one to many, which is something you all really want to figure out, because a lot of you do not like talking to people one-on-one. How many of you like it? I'm grateful for the people that do. Like, you're going to do more business than the people that don't. But at least talk to people one-to-many. Because if you can figure out how to generate leads one-to-many and you can figure out how to build a relationship one-to-many, you're going to be okay. But some companies don't even do that. So we got Facebook. And then the way that we're going to build a relationship with people is through video, it sounds like. And then the last step in this framework is really simple. I can spell follow-up. It's conversion. You just pick up the phone and talk to people. Not everybody's like, who was it up here, Nikki? Most of her business is done through text. That's fantastic. It's not reality for most of you. So don't like get these ideas in your head like, oh, great. I could just text people from now on. These people are navigating the largest investment decision they will ever make in their life. Treat them like a human being. Pick up the phone. That's not a knock on texting, because I will not answer the phone if you call me either. But I'm not selling people houses. I have like 100 missed calls on my phone. I'm not to pick. Don't call me. I agree with her, but you can't take her advice. Pick up the phone and call people. We're going to get leads. We're going to create video content. And we're going to pick up the phone and call people. It's no more complex than that. That is a framework that will help you become a multimillionaire in this industry. And it, I don't know how much time I've been talking. The watch doesn't even work. 10 minutes. I flew all the way from here from Arkansas to tell you that.
Little Rock,
Northwest Arkansas. Why would I get on a plane for 3 hours and come here and tell you this?
Someone texted
me. No, I text her. I think I even reached out to Carrie and said, hey, can I come talk at your event? I don't know who's going to be there. I'm not getting anything from this. And somebody might be chasing me. I don't know. This is not a hard game. Business is simple. People are complicated. Don't let your stuff, your personal stuff, cloud what's possible for you or the action steps that you will take. Now, again, there are many ways you can optimize this, and I encourage you to do that. Pull out your credit card, buy leads. If anybody tells me that leads are the problem, wherever that was on here, you're telling me actually you don't have the systems and processes in place to follow up with the leads. It's very clear. If you're telling me that follow-up is the problem, you typically do not have either enough people to follow up with or you haven't built a relationship with your audience. It's no more complex than that. So I started this and then I kind of went off here. First problem that people struggle with is leads. The second problem people struggle with is sales conversion. The third problem people struggle with is systems and processes. Then it's structure and then it's scale. How do we scale what we've built? Any of you that were in here that talked about the leads being the problem? You raise your hand again. Need leads, don't know where my next deal is coming from? Okay. I want you to follow me at like Grant Wise. Sorry if you can't read my handwriting. Follow me at like Grant Wise. Text me or DM me the word fast. Anybody can do this. I'm going to give you my top 5 ads that you could run to get leads literally in the next day. All of you that are struggling with where you're going to get your next deal will absolutely have leads coming into the business. Follow me at like Grant Wise. DM me the word fast, and I'll send that over to you. And what's really cool is I'm going to send it to you while I'm standing right here talking to you. If sales is your issue, sales conversion, you have an opportunity, you owe it to yourself, to spend some time around people that can teach you how to close deals. How many of you have issues with follow-up, sales, fear of rejection, those different types of things? You can admit it. It's okay. I haven't yelled at anybody, right? If you have that issue, this is a skill economy. Do you all believe that? Like the last 2 years especially. This is a skill economy. I commend you all because you're in a room like this. Get around people like Carrie and Dan and people that will pour into you and teach you how to develop. But if you're having issues with sales, fear, objections, closing, any of those things, you need to develop your skill set. You just need to learn how to communicate with people. Don't overcomplicate it. Like, oh, I got to learn how to sell. I'm not a salesman. Bullshit. You are a salesperson. Real estate salesperson. You are in sales. You just need to develop from a skill set standpoint. So get around people like Carrie that can help you. And that will help you take care of your conversion problems. Now, how many of you are running around this market like a chicken with your head cut off? You work like 60 to 80 hours a week, never see your family? Raise your hands. Used to. Interesting. You typically are struggling because you don't have systems and processes. That's it. You don't have the right people. You don't have the right platforms. You don't have the right process. If that's not everybody here, I'm not going to spend a ton of time talking on it. Then there's structure, and then there's scalability. Every single person that comes to this industry has experienced one of these few problems. Every single one of them. Why is that great news? Say it louder.
Somebody's overcome it.
Yeah. Somebody's overcome it. Why is that good news for you? Means that you're not lost. Like, all you got to do is find somebody that can help you overcome this specific issue. And then guess what? You just do what they tell you to do. But a lot of you don't like authority. You don't like people telling you what to do.
That's why we're agents.
That's why we're agents. All you got to do is find somebody that is where you want to be, ask them for help. How many of you know that you could probably call Carrie and she would help you? Why would she invite you in her office and give you all of her secrets and invite all of her friends to do the same? You can just ask Carrie. You can ask Dan. If you don't have opportunities, if you're not killing it with sales, if you don't have systems and processes, I'm going to give you the greatest advice they never gave you in real estate school. Maybe. Join a real estate team. Because why? They've got leads. They'll teach you how to sell. They already have the systems and processes. More and more and more statistics are coming out about real estate teams. The average agents on teams are making 2, 3, 4 times the amount of money than solo agents. They gain access to a much larger infrastructure, and most teams have much more trust in the marketplace. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but if you're not going to treat your business like a business and invest in it, join a team, because you'll gain access to instant opportunities. All you got to do is show up, talk to people. You still have to pick up the phone. But you'll have opportunities every single day that you can take and you can crush it with. If you recognize this pyramid of problems, the reason I bring this up to everybody is because I want you to know where you're going. Some of you don't have opportunities, and you think, if I could just get leads, it's going to solve all my problems. No, it's not. It's actually going to bring you to the next problem. And then it's like, well, if I can just close deals, nope, then you're going to have this problem. Well, if I can just get all my systems right, nope, you're still going to have this problem, and then this problem. And when you start trying to scale your business, you get exposed to a whole other world of issues. Okay? It's just about finding people that can actually help you understand where you're going. Now, I said all that, and I introduced you to this framework because I want to give you one last math equation. What time is it?
3:20. You're doing great.
I got plenty of time, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, I'm going to use 100 leads. If you go to Facebook and you buy 100 leads, let's say it's really expensive, $5 a lead, you're going to spend a total of $500. Statistically speaking, the real estate industry converts 0.8% of the leads that you generate online. 0.8. Yes, it is not good. But these are the numbers. Why is that good news? Well, that makes it very clear. If you're just average, you're going to convert roughly one of every 100 leads you get. What's your average commission check in this market?
10,000.
What is it? How many of you would exchange $500 for $10,000?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask this one more time. I know you're tired, but you need to wake the fuck up. Like, how many of you would exchange $500 for $10,000? Let's say that you are two times, like you're twice as bad as the average, and you need 200 leads, how many of you would exchange $1,000 for $10,000?
Yes. Yeah.
Bro. You don't need a WTFU. all of us would, right? You're business people. This is math. This is the math part. You can pick any one of these lead sources, especially the ones that you can pay for, and you can identify an average cost per lead. You can follow up enough so that you can convert one of whatever many leads that you get. With Facebook, the average conversion is worse than any other lead source out there. If you do PPC, you'll convert 3 to 5%. But do not get tricked into thinking that if you get a warm referral, that it is radically faster to convert than an online lead. That is a lie. We did a case study on a business, I did, that sells 2,000 homes a year. And we analyzed all of their lead sources. How many days do you think it took them to close leads from their sphere of influence, the hottest leads that they could get? 353 days.
1 year, basically?
From the time they got the referral to the time they could put money in the bank. That's not true. It was 348 days. Average. There were some higher than some lower. Yep. How many days do you think it took them to close leads that were from Google through PPC or SEO?
45. 90 days. 72.
91. Come on, bro. 353. So the first was 348. The second was 353. How many days difference is that? A week. How many days do you think it took them to close leads from Facebook?
356.
It's 365. The hottest leads that they could get and the coldest leads that they could get, only 2 to 3 weeks difference in the average time to close. It's very interesting. Your business is different. If we all sold markers, we could run ads and sell these markers today, we'd be getting paid today. That's not the case for you. If you run an ad today and you get a lead that's ready to transact, how long is it going to take you to close the deal?
365 days.
My man's listening. He got off 72. Even if they're like signing the paperwork, 60 to 90 days to close. It doesn't matter if you're the best cold caller, the best door knocker, you're the best open house hoster, or whatever you want to call yourself. All of these sources for you are going to take about the same amount of time to transact. Don't be emotional about this. What you do is you operate your business from a place of feeling. I feel like. Have you said that? I feel like the leads aren't good. I feel like I don't want to make calls today. I feel like I don't want to pull out my camera and make a video. I feel like. Karen's an asshole. I don't like her. Sorry for any of the Karens in the room. Is there a Karen in here? If there is, she didn't raise her hand. Thank the Lord. Your feelings are screwing you over. I'm going to say it. Do I need to say it louder for the people in the back? Growth does not care how you feel. The process of becoming successful in this industry does not care how you feel. It only cares about what's required. It only cares that you show up. It only cares that you make the calls. It only cares that you buy the leads. It only cares that you make the videos. It does not give a damn how you feel. Which is why growth should not be our goal. It should be our identity, discipline, consistency, integrity, doing what you know you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. That is how you can grow in this industry. Do not make it your goal. Goals come and go, and most people don't hit them. But if it can be your standards, if it can be what you're made of, are you getting where we're going here? None of these things care about how you feel. But you guys do. Which is why we go back to business as math and personal development. This is just math. If you can convert 1% of the leads that you get from any of these sources that we picked, and you get a $10,000 commission check, you need to find this number right here. This is the number all of you need to go back into your businesses today and find. This is your CPC, your cost per closing. I am consulting a company in Canada right now, and I just had them go through and pull the numbers for all of their lead sources. She got back on the phone, and she was elated. Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy. My business doesn't suck. I have a great business. Had no freaking clue. Didn't know where her business is coming from. Didn't know her acquisitional cost. Didn't know how profitable her business was. Turns out that she makes like 600% a year on her money, but she's not spending more of her money. If you guys can find out how to get 100 leads and your average conversion cost per closing is $500, how often would you spend $500?
Every day.
Every day? Every damn day, like twice on Sunday. Go find this number in your business, because that's actually the secret to getting wherever it is that you want to go. If you can get leads from any of these sources, you can create a brand, build a connection with your audience using video, and you can follow up. You're going to be able to take 100 leads and figure out how many of those that you convert, and it's just math. The title of my talk was How to Get 3 Listings in 30 Days. Spend $1,500 in 30 days, and you will get 3 listings. But the reality is, it might take a year, which is what nobody wants to hear. When you're buying leads in this industry, it can become so daunting, because every month that you buy the leads, what happens to your bank account? You go down 1,000. Say that's your advertising budget. Month 2, you go down 2 grand. Month 3, you go down 3 grand. This is just to buy the damn leads. You still gotta like feed your kids. Month 4, 4 grand. Month 5. And if you don't close a lead for at least 9 months, 12 months, all you're really doing is getting back to even. You need to understand, has anybody ever sat you down and actually told you this? Or they just tried to sell you the leads? You need to understand this, because most of you aren't treating your business like a business. You're going to go negative quite a few months. That's actually how businesses function. A lot of the times is that they go negative for many months, and then they start selling and they go positive. You don't have to buy leads. I'm just telling you it's the fastest way to get where you want to go. Because if you can wake up every single day with opportunities, you're not going to have to worry about money. You might for a little while. But then you're going to get to a place where you don't have to. And again, that's why joining a team can be so valuable. It's because they've got opportunities every single day. But understand the cyclical nature of your business. Now, I'm going to give you a hack. Does anybody want a hack?
Yeah.
Say hack as loud as you can.
Hack.
I said as loud as you can, not like as soft as you can.
Hack.
Say it one more time.
Hack.
We're like in choir. Like we're all clapping on different beats. So. I'm going to give you a hack. This is one of my favorite things in the world, and I've been helping people do it. What if you could get somebody else to give you money to grow your real estate business? You didn't have to give up any of your commission. You didn't have to go into debt. You didn't have to do any of that stuff. How would that sound? And you don't have to do anything illegal. You don't have to do anything illegal. You don't have to sell pictures of your feet online. You don't have to start an OnlyFans account. I've thought about it. Just take my clothes off and teach marketing. I could make money, maybe. How many other industries do you think rely on real estate agents for their business? Just shout them out. What's the type of an industry that relies on a realtor for their business?
Contractors,
HVAC. Plumbers. How many of you have been called by ADT at least twice since you've been here today? There's more hands that went up for that than people want to make money. I got this stuff on the board. There are 18 industries that rely on real estate agents to get their business. What do all of those businesses need?
Clients.
Like you. Clients. How do they get clients? They buy leads. What do they got to do once they get the leads? Follow up. Is there a pattern? Business is business, marketing is marketing, sales is sales. Their business is actually no different than yours. But what makes the real estate agent's business so valuable is that you are the gateway. You're like drug dealers for small businesses. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to get local vendors hooked. Give them a little business for free. Okay? You getting where we're going here? All of these industries rely on you to grow their business, but they give you nothing in return except a promise that they're going to give you referrals. True?
Yeah.
True? What assets do you have? Just shout it out. Marketing assets. Just shout it out. Website? That's an asset. What else?
Database.
Your CRM? What else? Social? What else? What? Events? I think that's been the only answer to your question this whole time. Events. You want to make money? Events. You like Grant? Events. I'm just kidding. What else? Website, CRM, socials, events. How many of you are on a team? Your relationships. Are these things valuable? That's why people come to you and ask you for free to let them have them, right? But what if you could charge somebody to have access to it? What is Zillow? It's a website? Well, why are they so valuable? How do they get those leads? That's it. Zillow, technically, if you go to their website, the description of Zillow is that they are a marketplace, which is true for real estate property. What are you all building with your website? Oh, interesting. A marketplace for real estate. And that's giving you a larger database every single day, right? And it's growing your social following, and it's allowing you to put on bigger events, and it is expanding the relationships that you got in the marketplace. All Zillow ever did was took data, give it away to people for free, and whenever they opted in, they sold the leads back. And that's not even how they started. They started by selling impressions. You could sign up for Zillow in the early days, and they would promise you'd get like 1,000 people would see you, which is awesome that they were able to do that. And then it became leads, and now it's becoming referrals, and it started at 30%, and now it's going to 40, and now it's going to go to 50. It's a slow burn. But what you all have here is exceptionally valuable. And it's valuable because you're generating leads. Those leads are homeowners, and who else needs homeowners? ADT. That's why they call you nonstop. Solar companies, contractors, HVAC. What I want to challenge you to do is to go back to your businesses tonight, tomorrow, and create an offer. $200 a month, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $10,000 a month. I don't care what it is. But create an offer, and the next time ADT calls you, take the call. And say, yes, I would love to send you all my business. And then take the meeting. And then when they say, okay, we're gonna pay you after everything, say, nope, this is what we're gonna do. You're gonna pay me $500 a month, and I'm gonna put you on my website. And I'm going to send an email about you to my database. And we'll create a piece of content together. I'll share it socially. You are building a marketplace. Zillow got a bunch of people on their website, and then they sold that traffic to you all. Why can you not do the same thing? People are doing this every day, and they're getting $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month. I literally know somebody. I can't remember exactly what market they're in. They're getting $300,000 a month offset through vendor relationships. Your data is valuable. That's why these companies keep spending a fortune to buy it. Is that true or false?
True.
So what is a way that you could make yourself exceptionally valuable? Building a marketplace. The thing is it's not that you can make yourself exceptionally valuable. You already are. You just have never really realized, I don't think, what you've got in front of you, which is an opportunity to accelerate your growth in this marketplace. Because if instead of going negative every month like I showed you guys, what if you could get the same benefits and not lose any money at all? How would that impact your business? Can anybody weather the storm for a year if you're getting 100 leads a month that doesn't cost you a penny? All of us. We could even go 72 days like my man.
Yeah.
If you can get leads at $5 a lead, but you can get somebody else to pay for it, you're playing a different game than everybody else. If you can create video content that allows you to build relationships with that market, with the contacts in that database, you're playing a different game than everybody else. Then, by the time you pick up the phone to call people, you've already established a relationship with them. And all of that rejection, that fear, the sales skills, all that other stuff, it kind of just falls apart because people have already built a relationship with you. They are already ready to do business with you. The average consumer chooses the first real estate agent they talk to 78% of the time. The first agent they meet with 82% of the time. That means the odds are greatly stacked in your favor. If you can generate a lead, you can put a piece of video content out, and you can follow up with them. And then my encouragement to you is you get somebody else to pay for it. Because a lot of you could be spending $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, but it's not your money. It's just a benefit. Play a different game than everybody else. And like I said earlier, to kind of close up here, don't make growth your goal. Make it your identity. Be disciplined, be consistent, have integrity, do what you say that you're going to do, and play a different game than everybody else. And I think you'll be absolutely surprised what happens to your business. I appreciate you all for letting me fly all the way from Arkansas here to tell you this today. Remember, business is simple. People are complicated. Don't overcomplicate this. This is a simple game. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you for tuning into this special edition of the HyperFast Show featuring our amazing speakers from the 2024 HyperFast Agent Summit. If you got value out of this, please do us a favor, like it, share it, and leave us a review or a comment. We love the feedback. And if you want to get more coaching from Carrie Scholl and I, you can get that by partnering with us at eXp Realty. When you join us at eXp Realty, you don't just get all the amazing benefits that you get from being a part of the world's first and biggest cloud brokerage, right? Which we all know those benefits are low fees, low caps, revenue share, stock awards, the ability to expand anywhere, right? You get all of that. But when you partner with Carrie and I at eXp Realty, we become your coaches, we become your mentors, we become your partners in building both your real estate sales business and your residual passive income. All you need to do to learn more is pick up the phone and send me a text message at 703-638-4393. Again, if you are ready to learn more about partnering with multi-billion dollar agents, top sponsoring agents at eXp Realty, myself and wife and business partner Carrie Scholl, pick up your phone and text me at 703-638-4393. Thanks for tuning in.